2, 3, 4, 4 score, 7 years.
Senate will please come to order. Will the members vote to signify their presence this morning? Have all members voted this morning? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 13 senators present this morning. Senator Sturgiluski is excused from the call of the Senate today.
May we stand for the invocation. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread in the journal.
Without objection, the prayer is spread on the journal. Do we have to pay for it?
Yes.
Secretary certifies the correctness of the daily journal. Secretary certifies the correctness of the daily journal.
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 159th legislative day.
Senator Ray.
For the 159th legislative day, be approved as certified.
Objection, so ordered. Are there guests this morning for introduction? Since there aren't any, I'd like to introduce Beth Cretula and Francis Pilafont from Anchorage. And one of our favorite old-time lobbyists just walked in, Mr. Bill Hopkins. I think we saw Bill walking in there. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
There are messages from the House.
Message June 24. The House passed and returned. Senate Joint Resolution Number 20, supporting passage of H.R. 1176 and S-137 in the Congress of the United States, amending the Internal Revenue Code to allow certain home mortgage bonds to continue to be tax exempt. CSSB 156 rules sale, lease, or grant of state hatchery facilities. These have been sent to enrolling. The House concurred in Senate amendments to the following, thus passing SCSCS House Bill 6 Spin, driving a motor vehicle, and Senate CS for House Bill 313 LNC, Alaska Transportation Commission. Message of June 23. The House passed Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 27 amended with House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 27 Transportation, designation of three sites for the application of high float emulsion asphalt and return for consideration.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 27, Senator A.
Move the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Committee Resolution 27 as amended. I ask the body to vote yes.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to SCR 27? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Have all members voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 1 excused, and 4 absent.
Senate concurred in the House amendments. You may proceed.
The House failed to recede from its amendment to Senate Bill 7, making an appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for local service roads and trails, namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 7, Transportation.
Senator Ray, it's my understanding the prime sponsor and co-sponsor are in support of the House amendment.
Move the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 7. Ask the body to vote yes.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 7? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 1 excused, and 4 absent.
Senate has concurred in House amendments.
There is an effective date.
Senator Ray, excuse me.
Move the vote on the Measure B, the vote on the effective date.
Without objection, vote on the bill is vote on the effective date clause.
Message of June 21. The House passed CS for Senate Bill number 257, Judiciary Amended, with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 257, Judiciary Amended House, Standards of Conduct of Legislators and Legislative Employees and Establishing a Select Committee on Legislative Ethics Effective Date and Return for Consideration.
Senator Ray.
Move the Senate concur in the House amendments to the Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 257, Judiciary Amended, and ask the body to vote no.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows one yea, 14 nays.
So the Senate has not concurred in the House amendments. The House shall so be informed. If you have volunteers for this conference committee that will presumably continue on over the summer on this subject, I would recommend you contact me. It is my intention now appointing Senator Fakes as chairman and appointing also Senator Joseph to this committee. But in your wisdom, because it would be a summer conference undoubtedly, why I would seek guidance from the members of this body, including the two that I've just noted that I would choose to appoint unless otherwise pressured. Are there further subjects coming in from the House at this time?
There are no other messages from the House.
Are the reports, are the communications?
There are no communications.
Are the reports of standing committees?
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered CS House Bill 109, Jude amended. Persons 16 or 17 years of age who are charged with unclassified or Class A felonies and amending the Children's Proceedings Waiver provisions and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new fiscal note signed Senator Josephson, chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Paul Fisher, and Hawford. House Bill 109 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend that they be calendared on June 25. House Concurrent Resolution Number 14, Regional Educational Attendance Area Budget Oversight Committee, HCR 27, State to Collect and Use Information on Trapping for Land Use Planning, House Concurrent Resolution Number 31, Preservation of the Kenai River, House Bill Number 7, Motor Vehicles, House Bill Number 156, Alaska Green Reserve Program, House Bill 196, Adequate Housing for Public School Teachers in Rural Areas, and House Bill 319, Municipal Bond Banks. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Bennett, Ferguson, and Kelly. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Are the reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There's a bill for introduction this morning.
Senate Bill Number 317 by Senators Vic Fisher, Fahrenkamp, and Josephson. An act relating to public meetings and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
That is the only new bill.
We are now down to the daily calendar. I think we should continue into the calendar until all members are present. We continue in the calendar until all members are present and ask for them to come, or do you wish to recess now? Senator Ray.
Brief at ease,
Senator
Mr. President.
Will be at ease.
Judiciary Committee.
Section 109 is in Rules Committee. We're down to the daily calendar. Senator Joseph.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate recess for purposes of leadership caucus.
I think we'd be about 20 minutes, probably about a quarter to.
That actually was the finance.
Yes. Senate to finance, then.
Okay.
Senator Ray?
The Senate recessed to 1 p.m.
Perhaps it would be out of
1:15.
1:15 p.m. or recessed. The session, please come back to order. We have been trying to negotiate with the House toward adjournment as the budget is ready for signature, almost ready for signature. I understand that a supplemental calendar is not possible for the House today. That's what the organization tells me. I just want to inform everybody. We need a short caucus, I understand, before we can actually come back to working on the calendar and whatever we have. Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, we can caucus now or just handle the first bill, whichever the chair desires.
I would say that why don't we proceed to caucus right now and be done with it.
In that event, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate recess for the purpose of caucus.
Thank you. Without objection, we will go down to unfinished business at this time. No objection, Senate Finance Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee would like to waive the referral of House Bill 130 relating to homesteads. Ask unanimous consent.
Bill will go to Rules Committee. Mr. Transportation Chairman.
Mr. President, Transportation Committee would like to waive House Bill 294 and House Bill 295 to the next committee.
Those bills go to Finance.
We advance to committee meetings. Senate Finance Committee.
Without objection.
Senate Finance Committee this afternoon at 4 o'clock will take up House Bill 294 and House Bill 295.
Takes us to the calendar, House Bill 7. Secretary Reed, House Bill 7 by title.
CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 7, FIN, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to motor vehicles and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute. Senator Eliason, Chairman, and Senator Mulcahy signed do pass. Senator Pettyjohn signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee waived. There is an SCS.
Senator Eliason.
Mr. President, I move the Labor and Commerce version.
Without objection.
House Bill
7. Secretary, read the bill.
Could we just have just 1 second?
Obedience. Committee substitute has been adopted. Have you read the committee substitute?
No.
Back to order.
Senate CS for CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 7, LNC, by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to motor vehicles and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Josephson.
Senator Josephson?
I am not going to offer that amendment. If the final version of the bill is not satisfactory to some of us, we'll try, and we have an understanding we can try on the floor next year. But for the purpose of expediting our business, we will not offer the amendment this time.
Senator Ray? Absence
of
further
amendments. Is there an amendment, Madam Secretary?
There are no other amendments.
In the absence of amendments, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill 7, Labor and Commerce, be advanced to third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for CS for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill Number 7, LNC, an act relating to motor vehicles and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion, debates, and Eliason.
Question.
Bill Thorson.
Mr. President, I think a brief explanation is probably in order. We did hold extensive hearings on this particular bill. It is a mandatory auto insurance bill. During the course of those hearings, we had very little support for the bill. There was a great deal of opposition. The administration supported a compromise version, which, in fact, took a portion of the bill and supported that. And I thought, Mr. President, this was a compromise which not only the House has supported relative to it being a portion of that bill, but also to the insurance industry and to the administration. Certainly there is more work to do on the bill. The further we get into auto insurance, the more complicated it becomes. However, this is a solution the committee has selected to put forth this year, and I would urge your support.
Question is called for. Question is, shall House Bill 7 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
House Bill 7, Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of the bill be considered a roll call on the effective date.
No objection. So ordered. Next bill is House Bill 156.
CS for House Bill number 156, spin by the Finance Committee, an act establishing the Alaska Green Reserve Program and the Alaska Green Reserve Loan Fund, and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Paul Fisher, Mulcahy, and Sturgeluski. Senator Vic Fisher signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee waived. Senator Ray and Senator Kelly on the Rules Committee sign calendar but do not pass.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray?
So I would move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 156 Finance be advanced third reading and place the final passage.
No objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for House Bill number 156 Finance, an act establishing the Alaska Green Reserve Program and the Alaska Green Reserve Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
Bill before you for discussion debate. Senator Moss has the floor.
Mr. President, the bill is quite similar to Senate Bill 169, which we had a rather lengthy discussion on the floor. It threw a number of the committees in the Senate. The one difference in it, the major difference in it, has to do on page 3, an addition, H, a loan may not be made under this chapter to a producer that is eligible to participate in federal grain reserve programs. I might also point out, Mr. President, that the funding for this was provided in by the Senate in the reappropriation bill. So there's actually a zero fiscal note on this. Thank you, sir.
Question is, shall House Bill 156, amended by the House, pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Senator Moss blew the voting machine. May proceed to vote. Have all members voted. Senator Ray? Does any member desire to change
his vote? I was consent to change my vote.
Senator Ray has changed his vote. Any other member wish to change their vote? Any other member wish to change their vote? Senator Ferguson? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 11 yeas, 7 nays, and 2 absent.
The bill has been adopted. Senator Ray.
What are the effective date clause?
Effective date clause before you. Question, shall effective date clause be adopted? You may proceed, Bill. All members voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 12 yeas, 6 nays, 2 absent.
Effective date clause has failed. Next item on the daily calendar, House Bill 196.
House Bill 196 by Representatives Adams, Malone, Herman, Szymanski, Grusendorf, McBride, Furness, and Davis. An act relating to provisions of adequate housing for public school teachers in rural areas. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Halford and Vic Fisher. Finance waived.
Senator Halford, do you seek the floor?
Mr. President, I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on committee substitute for House Bill 156.
Notice reconsideration has been made. Next item on the daily calendar, it has been read in second reading. Has it not been read in second reading?
It has been read. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments. Senator Ray?
I'm going to ask unanimous consent
that House Bill 196 be advanced third reading and place the final passage.
Objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
House Bill number 196, an act relating to provision of adequate housing for public school teachers in rural areas.
The bill is before you in third reading. It's up for discussion and debate. Are you ready for the question? It's an old friend. Question is, shall House Bill 196 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote.
The
All members have voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
The bill has been adopted by the Senate, House Bill 196. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 319.
CS for House Bill Number 319, LNC, by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to the Municipal Bond Bank Authority and providing for an effective date. Finance considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Mulcahy, Ferguson, and Josephson.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments.
Move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 319, Labor and Commerce, to be advanced third reading, place the final passage.
Without objection.
CS for House Bill Number 319, LNC, an act relating to the Municipal Bond Bank Authority and providing for an effective date.
Before you for discussion and debate. Question is, shall the bill, House Bill 319, Municipal Bond Bank Authority, pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any other member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
House Bill 319 has been adopted. Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
An objection. Effective date clause has been adopted. Next item is House Concurrent Resolution 14.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 14 by the Rules by Committee by request of the REAA Budget Oversight Committee, extending the life of the Regional Educational Attendance Area Budget Oversight Committee. Health Education and Social Services consider this resolution and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Moss and Fisher. Finance waived.
House Concurrent Resolution 14 is before you for discussion and debate. There are no amendments.
No amendments.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall HCR 14 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
Senator Moss.
I give notice of reconsideration on HCR 14.
Notice of reconsideration. Next legislative day has been taken up. Next item, date of calendar, is House Concurrent Resolution 27.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 27 by Representative Hurlburt, requesting the state to collect and use information on trapping for land use, planning, and land disposal. Resources considered this resolution and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Farrenkamp, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and due pass. Signed, Senator Farrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Stojalewski, Mulcahy, Ziegler, and Paul Fisher.
House Concurrent Resolution 27 is before you for discussion and debate. There are no amendments.
Here is
Mr. President.
There is a committee substitute, the resources chairperson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the committee, resource committee substitute.
Objection. Substitute has been adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 27, resources by the resources committee, requesting the state to collect and use information on trapping for land use, planning, and land disposal.
Bill is before you. Senator Ray, do you wish the floor?
Mr. President, I just wonder in the resolve exactly what priority is trapping of animals going to be given in the disposition of land or land use.
Resources chairperson is seeking the floor.
Mr. President, in our resource committee substitute, what this bill does is to make trapping considered use, not the highest use, in consideration in the land planning decisions. We have agreement of the House with this bill.
Ready for the question, Senator Ray?
I didn't hear that.
What was the final statement, Senator?
The statement was that we use trapping for consideration when we're using planning land management, not its highest consideration.
Ready for the question? Established. Question is called for. Question is, shall HCR 27 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 19 yeas, 2 absent.
18 yeas, 2 absent.
18 yeas.
Next item on daily has been adopted. Item on daily calendar is HCR 31.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 31 by the Resources Committee relating to protection and preservation of the Kenai River. The Resources Committee considers this resolution and recommends be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring, Senator Sturgiewski, Vic Fisher, Ziegler, Mulcahy, and Paul Fisher.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Resource Chairperson.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Resources Committee substitute be adopted.
No objection. It's adopted. Secretary, read it.
Senate CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 31, Resources by the Resources Committee relating to protection and preservation of the Kenai River.
Bill's before you. Ready for the question? Question is, shall HCR 31, as amended, be adopted by the Senate? May proceed to vote. Have all members voted?
Joseph.
Secretary, close the roll. Nobody wishes to change their vote.
Roll shows 17 yeas, 3 absent.
Resolution has been adopted. Takes us to the citation calendar. Secretary, read the citations.
Citations honoring Joseph Fields by Representatives Copeland, Davis, Szymanski, Ringstad, M.W. Miller, Bettesworth, and Schultz. Honoring the Alaska Air Affair by Representative Hayes and Bussell.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I believe that there's one that's being advertised for tomorrow, but I wonder with the liberty of the body, I believe that there is some need to have this out. Well, we'll let that go.
All right. All right. Senator Moss, do you seek the floor before we move adoption?
Yes, sir. Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent I be placed on the citation to Joseph Fields.
Objection. Resource Chairperson.
Mr. President, I have the same request.
Same request. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I
ask consent that the rules be suspended and the publication notice requirements on the citation honoring Philip A. Wall be waived and the citation be taken up as special order of business at this time.
There being no objection, will the Secretary read that by title?
A citation honoring Philip A. Wall by Senators Ray and Sturgiewski and Representative Duncan.
May
Mr.
I be
President.
As a co-sponsor, thank you. Without objection.
May we have a brief at ease?
Okay, at ease.
Phil Wallace.
Is it in here now? Oh, okay.
I'd like to be sure as a co-sponsor of the Wall petition.
Senator Helfert also.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
I would also move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the publication notice requirements on the citations honoring Kioski Nagumo, honoring Daisy Lee Bitter, and an in memoriam of Wino Hendrickson.
Objection.
Be waived in the public, and the citation be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
There's no objection. I would like to be shown without objection on Wino Hendrickson, a close friend of mine, Senator Lyason.
President, I think it would be entirely proper that the Senate be named as a memorial for Wino Hendrickson,
by
former
all members
governor
of the
Alaska.
Senate.
Right.
Lyason moves and asking as consent. No objection.
I was going to move that after the individual senators if they wish to be named by name and then all of the other members of the Senate.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I would ask that my name be added to the Daisy Lee Bitter citation.
Without objection. Secretary, read those by title.
Honoring Kioski Nagumo by Representatives Gusendorf, McBride, and Senator Eliason. Honoring Daisy Lee Bitter by Representatives Furness, Barnes, and Senators Kelly, Hofford, and Rohde. In memoriam, Wino Hendrickson by Representatives M.M. Miller, Duncan, Kopanen, and all other members of the House, and Senators Ray, Sturgiewski, Vic Fisher, Kurtula, and all other members of the Senate.
Ray?
No other additions. I move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Citation calendar has been adopted. You have the floor, Senator Sturgeon.
Yes, I'd like to take up my reconsideration on committee substitute for House Bill number 308 LNC this time, and then ask for a brief at ease.
Secretary, read the bill so we're in third reading, and then we will.
CS for House Bill number 308 LNC, an act relating to insurance.
Without objection, we're at ease. I would like to note, if I have the privilege under unfinished business while we're waiting for the amendment, I would wish that the conference committee, with powers of pre-conference, limited powers of pre-conference on every area, the ethics legislation that I've appointed Senator Fakes to chair on the committee and appointed Senator Joseph, and I also appoint Senator Vic Fisher. They're the three members. Undoubtedly, that will be a bill that will be taking place this summer, but they are at least all in the same area. Are the amendments distributed? Senator, please come to order. Senator Fakes?
Mr. President, I would move... Number one to committee substitute for House Bill 308 on page 1, line 10.
We are in third reading.
I'm sorry, sir. Then I will ask a unanimous consent to return to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment.
Without objection. Return, and then you may move that amendment.
All right. Mr. President, I would like to move amendment number one to committee substitute for for House Bill 308, page 1, line 10. And ask unanimous consent.
No objection. Amendments adopted. We have returned to third reading. Is there discussion and debate?
Question
is, shall 308 as amended pass? Senate may proceed to vote. Have all members voted at this time? Secretary, does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
All shows 15 yeas, 1 nay, 4 absent.
308 amendment has been adopted. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I had the number of the bill here. There was a free conference on the sunset of the ABC board, and I think it's Senate Bill 208.
Is that the correct title and correct bill?
Well, I had two of the numbers correct, but they were mixed up.
Yes, sir.
Two out of three isn't too bad for government work. Excuse me, Mr. President. I would ask that committee be disbanded. I asked on the other side, the chairman on the other side, in fact, there are just two dates. One is 84 and one is 87. And in order for us to consider or discuss anything formally, in between that, we would have to have limits, or we would have to have powers of limited free powers. And I took our members, our conferees, signed it and took it over. And I talked to the lady again today, and she didn't seem to be too much interested. I talked to the Speaker of the House and told him what my intentions were, and he had no objection. So perhaps we could get a better
meeting. We have discharged the conference committee. The House shall be informed. It has been discharged. We are under unfinished business. There's an expectation of a skeleton session within the next half hour. There will be a calendar of the balance, the priority bills tomorrow. Rules, Chairman.
Are we under announcement of committee meetings?
We are now under announcement of committee meetings.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a Rules Committee meeting today, too, based on the deliberations with the House and what comes out of that.
Senator Ray?
Move to consent that we recess to a call of the chair.
A recess to a call of the chair.
Senator, please come back to order.
Dawson, be quiet. You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under unfinished business.
We're under unfinished business without objection.
Finance Committee asks unanimous consent to waive House Bill 208. Bidder's preference.
Objection to the Rules Committee. Senator Joseph, you're under unfinished business. Do you wish to speak on unfinished business?
Yes. In the HES Committee, we have SJR 27 opposing passage of the Health Cost Containment Tax Act of 1983. I move and ask unanimous consent that the reference to HES be waived.
Reference is waived. I believe that does place it in rules. Takes us the reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill 294, Transportation Amended, Establishing an Alaska Toll Bridge and Causeway Authority. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senator Ferguson signed do pass. Senator Sackett and Vic Fisher signed no recommendation. House Bill 294 has no further referral.
House Bill 294 to the Rules Committee.
Finance considered CS for House Bill 295, FIN, Special Appropriations to the Alaska Toll Bridge and Causeway Authority for the design of Knik Arm Crossing and for the operating expenses of the authority. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senator Ferguson signed do pass. Senator Sackett and Vic Fisher signed no recommendation. House Bill 295 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Those are the standing committee reports.
Are the announcement of persons? You have the floor.
Hey, we have new days.
A little bit ease. Any committee reports? Excuse me. Senator Bennett, you wish the floor?
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to, under unfinished business, request Finance Committee referral and House Bill 109 be waived.
To the Rules Committee. We are back without objection to standing committee reports.
The Judiciary Committee considered CSSS House Bill 258 LNC, establishing a special investment tax credit, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute. Senator Ray, chairman, and Senator Ziegler and Pettyjohn signed do pass. Senator Josephson signed no recommendation. House Bill 258 has further referral to finance.
Is there further business before this body? Are there announcement of committee meetings? Finance, chairman?
Two things, Mr. President. One, Finance Committee, Conference Committee will meet tomorrow morning in the Senate Finance Room at 8:30. And may we return to unfinished business once again?
There is unfinished business without objection.
Move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the body on the 11th through 16th of July to take part in official state business outside the state. Also, in September 11th through 14th, be excused from the call to attend the Western Conference in Fairbanks.
Objection. Senator Ray?
Move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate from July 11th through the 17th.
Without objection.
State business.
No, you're on state business. Rules Chairperson?
Yes. Mr. President, I have two announcements. One, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on July 11th through 16th. Pure pleasure, Mr. President. And the Rules Committee will meet immediately following this session.
I'd like to have off through 11th through the 16th, too.
Are you requesting that?
I will tomorrow. There are no further announcement of committee meetings. Are there items under special orders? Yes, sir.
I just announced it.
Okay.
We're ready for a motion to adjourn. Yes.
Move the Senate adjourn till
10 a.m. Sunday, June 27th.
Adjourn till 10 a.m.